Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at christiantalkradio.com. I am your host, Melissa, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website, where you can access all the Bible studies on demand by clicking on the menu and going to podcast. Are going to videos on demand. Now, there are videos that will connect you to my YouTube channel. You can access those videos as I've recently, some not so recently, but the Bible studies that have been done are on my YouTube channel. And I go and upload at least once a week a Bible study on my YouTube channel, and I call it Christian Talk Radio Live because it is a live Bible study. Also, please download the podcast. You can also access the podcast on iTunes, so you can share them with others. You can also access these podcasts that are done on Blog Talk Radio on iTunes, so you'll be able to share them with others. It's so important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says to study the Word of God to show yourself approved unto Him, unto Father God, not unto man. It didn't say to show yourself approved unto man. It said to show yourself approved unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. I said, but rightly divides the Word of truth. So we know that the Word of truth can be wrongly divided, but it's up to us to rightly divide. You can't just go and have one half of the Bible. You just stay in one half of the Bible and forget about the other half of the Bible. You just stay in the New Testament and you're forgetting about the Old Testament. Uh-uh. No, you should not do that, my brothers and my sisters. You have to understand the Father God wrote the whole Bible. He didn't just write the New Testament. He wrote the Old Testament too. I said He didn't just write the New Testament. He wrote the Old Testament too. So you should not be only just reading the Old Testament. You should be reading the New Testament. You should not be just reading it. You should be reading the Old Testament also. I said you should be reading the Old Testament also. Not just the New Testament. You know, the Bible is a book of life. That's what it does. It tells us about life. So it tells us about life. You know, I rather read the book of Proverbs because in the book of Proverbs, it tells us what Father God says about some things. About food and about liars and about being unfaithful and about life. The whole Bible is about life, though, not just Proverbs. The Proverbs gives us distinct instructions about things that maybe other books of the Bible does not. You know, I like to read Proverbs because it tells us exactly what Father God means when He talks about some things here in Proverbs, like lying, cheating, being a fool. You know, when the Bible talks about a fool, Father God took a whole chapter in Proverbs 26. and openly. Not only on Proverbs 26, but he talks about a fool in Proverbs 27 too. And he took his time and wrote about a fool. And some people said, well, that's not positive. But everything in the Bible is not positive, my brothers and my sisters. But it is the truth. It doesn't have to be positive to be the truth. See, that's where you got to twist it at. Somebody told you that the Bible had to be positive, that every scripture in there has got to be a positive scripture. That's not true, because life is. And then life is not positive either. Unless you're under a rock, you know that life is not positive. So why would you think that a book of life, which is the Bible, would only have positive quotes in there? You choose to write positive quotes. That's what you choose to do. There's nothing wrong with that. But then don't get offended when someone comes out with the truth and gives you the truth of the Word of God, which is not always positive, but it is the truth. If I'm your father, your mother, and I correct you, you might not think that's being positive. But it is positive because I'm telling you the correct thing to do, whether you think it's positive or not. So we have to be careful how we talk about positivity, because positivity has nothing to do with this Word of God. It has nothing to do with that. It might have something to do with you. I don't even think positive is in the Bible at all. Positivity is not in there. That's something the man created. It's not something that God created. He created the Word of God, and he didn't say nothing about positivity in there. It's something that you created as man. God didn't create that. You did that. You made up that word. And now you're trying to justify it by saying, well, that's not positive. Well, the Bible doesn't have anything to do with your positivity. It does have something to do with the truth, whether you consider it positive or not, or the Word of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 25:2, there is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. The Bible says, if thine enemy, in Proverbs 25:21, if thine enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For you shall heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward you. Now, people in the world today, folks in the world today, might say, why would you give your enemy, if he be hungry, why would you give him bread if he's hungry? Your enemy. See, that's what we don't understand as people. We don't understand what Father God does. He'll take something that you say don't do, or he'll say do it. He'll say something that you said don't do, and he'll say do it. He'll say do it. And then you'll be wondering, well, why did he say do it? He says do it because he's in his word, because he knows how to handle a situation that maybe you don't know how to handle. So you say, well, stay away from your enemy. Don't talk to your enemy. Don't help your enemy. But that's not the word of God. That's not what Father God says. See? That's not what he says. He did not tell you not to help your enemy. He told you, see, this is something that man in this world does not understand. See? You don't understand Father God and his word. Because if you understood it, you would read it, and you would do what it says. But because you don't understand it, and you choose not to understand it because you don't want to study the Word of God, so you go on and do what you want to do instead of what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, if your enemy be hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For by doing so, you shall heap coals of fire upon his head. And then the Lord, the Bible says, shall reward you. That's what it says in the Word of God. Now, because we're Christians, we're supposed to read and do what the Bible says. Because see, you're either going to do what the world says, or you're going to do what the Word says. It's not both ways. You can't have it both ways, my brothers and my sisters. You're going to do what the Word of God says, or you're going to do what the world says. You choose. That's why Father God gave him a choice. He says in his word, you choose this day whom you will serve. That's what he says in his word. See, folks don't want to really listen to the word of God for real, for real. They don't want to hear it for real. They don't want to hear the word of God for real. For real, they don't. They want something like the word. They want positive quotes all day long. Just throw some positive quotes out there and to make somebody feel good. And that's not what the word of God does. Father God wrote this word. Okay, if it makes you feel good, that's a good thing. But it's not. That's not what it's about. I mean, feeling good. It's about life, and life doesn't always make you feel good. So why would you look at life? To make you feel good all the time. No, it's going to correct you, just like a father corrects his son. The Bible says, you know, if a son does not want to be corrected, the Bible calls him a bastard. You want me to get you the scripture on that? Because that's what the Bible calls. It says a son that does not want to be corrected is called a bastard and does not belong to Christ. That's what the Bible says. I didn't say it, so. You know, don't get offended with me. I'm just telling you, I'm the messenger. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says, my brothers and my sisters. And I don't cut corners and try to make you feel good or water down the Word of God. I don't do that. I want you to know exactly what the Word of God says. I don't twist it, I don't water it down to make you feel good, because it's not about you feeling good. I said it's not about you feeling good. The north wind, the Bible says, the north wind driveth away rain, so does an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. Why does the Bible say backbiting tongue? How many of you know what backbiting is? I said, how many of you know what backbiting is? A backbiting tongue. A back. Biting tongue, a backbiting tongue is someone that talks behind or says something different in your face, and then they talk behind your back. You know, that's what a backbiting tongue is, my brothers and my sisters. That's someone that talks behind your back. And then they smile in your face. See, so that's what it is. So it says, the north wind drives away rain, so does an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. You know, we try not to, and I try to get into things about people backbiting and all that, because it's in the Word of God, and I tell you what the Word of God says about it. But I don't stay on it. I tell you what it says, and then I move on. Then I move on. It says in chapter 26, it says, as snow in summer, in summer and as rain and harvest, so honor is thy seemingly for a fool. The bird by wandering as the swallow by flying, so the curse without cause shall not come. And the Bible says there is something that causes a curse. The curse shall come.
But if there's something that does not cause a curse to come upon you, then a curse will not come. So what it's telling you is that a curse that does not have a cause will not come upon you. And then it goes on to say in verse 3 of chapter 26, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the jackass or donkey, and a rod for the fool's back. So, you know, Father God has this thing about being a fool and what should happen to a fool. Answer not a fool according to his folly. See, a person that is a fool will run his mouth all the time. But when he's running his mouth all the time, he doesn't really care about if he's telling you the truth or not. That's what folly is. Folly is someone that talks a lot, but they're talking out of side of their mouth. They don't really know for real for what the deal is, but they don't care if they don't know for real, because they just want you to think that they know what they're talking about, when really, for real, they don't. They have no idea what they're talking about. None. But you'll think that they know what they're talking about, and they have no idea because they're a fool. So a fool gets caught in his folly. And the Amplified Version says that a fool is self-centered, a self-centered fool. Damn, you got a self-centered fool. We got a problem on our hand, right? We got trouble on our hand. But that's a self-centered fool. There's a fool on top of that. But you really got a fool when he's a self-centered fool. See? That means he don't care about what he's saying. I said he don't care about what he's saying. He just said what he wants to say. Care about. Now, if you're speaking from the Word of God, that's different. Because when you're speaking from the Word of God, you're supposed to say what the Word of God tells you to say. Okay. But when you are running your mouth, I said when you're running your mouth and you just being a self-confident fool and you don't care what you say, whatever you want to say, you say whatever you want to say, you don't care who it condemns, you don't care who it hurts. Now, that's different if you're coming from the Word of God to correction, as correcting. So the Bible comes to correct, to rebuke. When you're coming from the Word, from the Scripture, that's different. But if you're just saying what you want to say, you're just saying everything that comes up, comes out. See, let me tell you something. I come to you from the Scripture, from the Word of God. I don't come to you from what Melissa wants to say, because it's not important for you to know what Melissa wants to say. But it is important that you know what the Word of God says. So if you get offended, the Word of God, then I don't care, because I'm coming to you from the Word. But if I open up my mouth and talk like a fool and say everything I want to say, and it ain't in the Word of God, then I'm a fool, a self-confident fool. That's what I am. If I do that. The Bible says in Proverbs 26 and 4, answer not a self-confident fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a self-confident fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes and conceited. The Bible says a fool, if you answer a fool and you give a nod or you say, okay, you just answer him, whether you answer him to dispute what he's saying or you answer him to agree with him. The Bible says don't do that. Answer not a self-confident fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. So you got to be careful what you are answering when this fool opens his mouth. And then the Bible says, answer a self-confident fool according to his folly, lest you be wise in his own eyes and conceit. So you better leave that fool alone.
See, it's not good for you to answer a fool. See, a self-confident fool, you let him keep talking, he's going to talk himself into a ditch. You don't have to answer a fool, my brothers and my sisters. Because a fool is conceited, the Bible says. He's wise in his own eyes. Ain't nobody else's eyes he's wise in except for his own eyes. So he's going to talk himself right into a ditch. I said he'll talk himself into a ditch. You let a fool keep on talking. That's what you do. The Bible says answer him not. So why are you concerned about what a fool is saying, my brothers and my sisters? He who sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off the feet of satisfactory deliverance and drinks the damage. Like the legs of a lame man which hang loose, so is a parable in the mouth of a fool. Like he who binds a stone in a sling, so is he who gives honor to a self-confident fool. Why does Father God write a whole chapter about fools? Why does he do that, my brothers and my sisters? Because he wants you to understand that you don't have to deal with a fool. You don't have to answer a fool. You don't have to comment on what a fool is saying. Unless you want to be like him. Like a thorn that goes without being felt into the hand of a drunken man, so is a proverb in the mouth of a self-confident fool. Listening to fools, my brothers and my sisters. Stop listening to fools. I just thought to say, if it's any blessing to you, please share it with others. Tweet about it. Share your Facebook page, your Twitter, your Pinterest. I'll get back with you tomorrow night, same time and same station. You be blessed.